You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
How does your garden grow?
It's time for Greening Out with Jim on 95BFM.
Kia ora, Jim. How are you this morning?
Kia ora, Rachel. I'm well. How you doing?
I am glad to hear that. I'm also well. It is truly big seasonal change going on out there, though.
Oh, my God, yes.
Tell me what you've been doing in the garden. Have you actually been in there, or have you been sort of thinking about it? What's been happening in the gardening world of Jim the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, so it's pretty dismal out there, I can tell you that. I've been I have been out in it and planting some glass gardens, kind of finishing off some designs. But in my own personal garden, it's a mess. It's a total mess, and I haven't done anything to it in, honestly, maybe like 6 months. So
this is making me feel so much better, because I am also slightly in that space at the moment too.
Oh, I know. And it's like, I think things do kind of need a rest. Like, you can't, like, it's like people, you can't expect people to be like all on for so long, otherwise they get burnt out, you know. So I feel like plants do that too, and you can overfeed them, or you can overwork them, or I don't know, maybe the weeds need to grow a little bit for you to, like, I don't know, look out your window and realize how shit it looks, and then so when you do have energy, you can come back into it. But yeah, so what I kind of thought about talking about today was winter planting, and so the two don't really seem like they would be associated with each other. Bitterly cold, it's raining, it's awful, you just want to be inside drinking hot toddies or whatever, but it is actually the best time to plant perennials and fruit trees. So,
oh, cool, okay.
Yeah.
So that's really good, like, to know.
Yeah, totally. And it's so, it's kind of like you, it's kind of, I don't know. So like me and probably a lot of other listeners, I don't own a home. So anything I put in my home, which is technically owned by someone else, at some point it may get kind of pulled out from under me. So when I do have to move, I'm digging everything up, above some things, and taking it with me, depending on wherever I go. So if you are kind of like, you know, fortunate enough to own your own place, or you're in a stable lease where you're not going to get evicted at any point, then maybe you are looking out your window and your garden's kind of like a bit brawl and there's nothing in it, or, you know, you've got lawn leading up to a fence and you're wondering what I should plant there. This kind of like, first step would be to kind of like see what you're into, maybe browse some books in the library or watch some Monty Don, or like, you know.
Hell
like,
yeah. Tell you what, that's a really good thing to do on a cold day, is to just be in a big duvet and watching Monty Don, Gardener's World.
Totally. So you got your like where, why, and when.
It's all on YouTube, guys, FYI.
It is, yeah. All of Gardener's World is. It's so good. So do your site analysis, check things out, kind of figure out why you want to do things. You want to bring in pollinators, do you want to kind of do any beneficial planting, or is it purely ornamental, and when? So that's kind of where I'm at today. When is now the reason why you want to plant in autumn and winter is because the weather is so dismal, the plants are doing a lot of their growth underground, so it's wet enough that you don't actually have to be out there with a hose hosing things down. It's cool enough, so they're all kind of like, you plant them now, you look at them, and for months they're not going to do anything.
Yeah.
And you're wondering, like, what am I doing wrong? But they're doing all of their growth underground. So you're not going to see heaps of it on top. But come early spring or late winter, that's when it's going to start to happen. And the difference between planting now and planting, say, in spring or summer is like night and day. Even though it's only got maybe 4 extra months growth period, it gives you like a whole another year of growing.
Wow. Oh, that's so cool. What are you putting in, or what's in your, I guess, mood board to put in? Are you an ornamental person at this time of year, or are you looking to put in some fruit trees? What's your vibe, Jim?
Yeah, probably ornamental at this time of year. It's I kind of shifted all my productive stuff into pots in the patio last season,
because
previously it was all on this big berm that I've got in front of my house, but it's at the opposite end of my kitchen, so I wouldn't get out there as much.
Yeah, I've been doing the gumboot run in the rain the last couple of nights to get the herbs, and I'll tell you what, that is quite stressful when you're like, why didn't I just put a pot by the door? That would have made my life so much easier.
Or a bucket or something. Like, it's honestly, you can grow things in anything. I'm kind of going to cool it on the more productive things at the front and put a whole heap of grasses this year, ornamental grasses. probably divide some of the things that are already in there. So dividing is kind of a scary thing to do if you haven't done it before, which is also a really good time to try it out now. So essentially taking a perennial plant that you might be growing, be it like a helenium or a geranium or whatever, digging it up and chopping it in half.
Oh, wow.
And then you have two plants.
Nice.
So, yeah, you want to kind of do that every few years if you are growing perennials to give them more vigor, and, you know, some of these things are kind of short-lived. But that's kind of what I'm going to be doing over the next month or so. But really, I'm going to be taking it slow and probably working on a lot of other people's gardens for my job, which is, you know,
this
fun,
is,
actually. And
it is fun. It is fun and it pays the rent, but I do understand the slightly gutting thing where you come home. It's like chefs, you know? They make amazing food for everyone else and then they come home and eat eggs because, who wants
totally
to be cooking
the same
again?
Same thing with architects' houses. They're always, like, never finished, even though they're, you know, winning awards for other people's things.
Exactly.
I guess one thing that, like, anyone can do, especially if you live in a flat as well, is just go out and buy a lemon tree if you don't already have one. You can get them from the big box hardware stores for like $20. If there's four people in your house, it's $5 each.
Easy.
Plant it in your flat. If you're going to be in there for a year or 2 years, you're going to have lemons. And the best thing about citrus trees as well is at the end of the tenancy, you can just dig them up and move them. They transplant so well. You can whack them in a pot for 6 months. You can do literally anything. But I think all houses need a fruit tree.
Totally.
And I think a lemon tree is so versatile. And even if you do leave it in the ground, no one's going to be pissed off when they move into a flat and they're like, oh, hey, this is a lemon tree. Like, that's never happened.
Hard.
It's like, yeah. So it's that would be my advice to listeners. If you don't already have a citrus tree in your house, go out and plant one.
Yeah, good for the brain, good for the food. It's a good situation all around. Got one text, one question from the listeners for you, Jim. Someone says, I put my bulbs in. I'm worried I've put them in a wee bit shallow because I can already see them growing their tops out. Is that something I need to worry about? Are they still going to flower in the spring?
Yeah, they'll be sweet. So generally it's like twice the depth of the bulbs that you plant, but they, like anything, they want to live. And so things out there are so confused as well. Like, I've got bulbs popping up that shouldn't be popping up. But it's like we think of the calendar, you know, whatever, the Gregorian calendar or Roman calendar, what our calendar is. But it's so out of date with what we're seeing with climate and, you know, shifting seasons and everything. So I wouldn't worry too much. If they're growing up now, they probably know something that we don't. I just leave them to it.
Nice. Good advice. Thank you, Jim. Have a lovely rest of your morning. We will talk to you again real soon.
Sounds good. Take care.
From the smallest seed grows a mighty forest.
That was Greening Out with Jim, only on 95 BFM.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B-card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.